For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hitting the news you might have missed. It's Denton's Daily News.
All right, Denton, what do you got?
All right, let's start with a little bit of Nationals baseball. They lose to the Phillies 13-3 yesterday. Mitchell Barker got roughed up in three innings, allowing 9 runs on 10 hits. He did strike out 6, though, and they're back in action tonight against Philly at 6:40.
Yeah, the Phillies had, this guy Weston Wilson, who was brought up maybe before the game last night, who went 4-for-5 with a home run and an RBI. You know, they've been struggling, the Phillies have been. They had lost at one point something like 10 out of 12 or 10 out of 13, but they can get healthy against the Nats and get back to where they were before, where they had a massive lead in the National League East. I think their lead had shrunk 6 games before last night. Phillies in town, and these are, I'm assuming it was kind of a Philly crowd. No offense, really, from the Nats for the second straight night. What else?
This is in Philly, so it was definitely a big-time pro
Philly
crowd.
It was definitely a big Philly crowd. Thank you for that.
Do you know what yesterday was?
Do I know what yesterday was? August 15th?
It was a big day that you and I admittedly did not cover this topic at all, but we probably should have.
Give me a hint.
Basketball.
August 15th, basketball. I mean, is it Olympic related?
It is not.
Have no idea.
It was the NBA schedule release day.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
They do not
get the same bang out of the schedule release buck that the NFL does. That's for sure.
Not at all. And maybe that's their own marketing team, but I did not find out about that until I was getting texts from somebody who worked in the NBA asking me about the Wizards schedule. And I was like, oopsies. But the Wizards schedule did come out. They are playing Miami in Mexico City. That's going to be on a Saturday in early November, November 2nd. So that'll be a cool experience. But outside of that, Kevin, they have five.
Mexico City apparently is an incredible city now. Like, there's something, I know a lot of people who have been to Mexico City recently, and I guess you go back 10 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago, it was, you know, it could be dangerous. But I've heard that it's one of the best food cities now anywhere, and it's spectacular for tourists. You don't want to, you know, get out of the areas that are recommended, but apparently it's great. So they're playing a game in Mexico City against Miami,
They have, we will call it, 5 nationally televised games. Sometimes I don't know if NBA TV is technically national, if that's more like subscriber based because you have to have that package. They have 4 games on NBA TV, only 1 on TNT, as it currently stands, 0 on ESPN.
Open up with the world champions at home on Thursday night, October 24th, against the Celtics.
And so, somehow not
is
nationally
that what I'm
televised.
Looking at? Because I didn't look at this yesterday.
No,
it looks like they open up with Boston.
You are correct, and yet I do not see a nationally televised mark next to
that. Because the Celtics actually open up 2 nights earlier against the Knicks on TNT. The first night of the season looks like it's October 22nd, doubleheader on TNT, Knicks, Celtics, T-Wolves, Lakers. And then, so the Celtics' second game is the Wizards' home game, home opener. It is at home, right? Against the Celtics at Capital One. What's the Christmas Day lineup? Usually that's, it's going to get trumped by the NFL. But here it is. Spurs, Knicks at noon, T-Wolves, Mavericks, 76ers, Celtics, Lakers, Warriors, Nuggets, Suns. Man, the NBA owned Christmas Day there for a period of time, but the NFL is, if they play NFL games on Wednesday, which Christmas Day is this year, they're going to play games on Christmas Day every year. And they will take over that day. Of course they will.
And they put the stars on Christmas, the NFL did. You get Mahomes on there, you get the Steelers. I mean, they are for pun totally intended, dunking on the NBA with their schedule.
Well, remember, because it's a Wednesday, and, you know, this created that whole new package, you know, for Netflix.
Yes.
You know, it was the Netflix that really drove playing football on a Wednesday, because they talked about only playing on Christmas Day when Christmas Day fell on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. You know, they weren't going to go Tuesday, Wednesday. Well, I think they would have gone Thursday, but Tuesday, Wednesday. This was the one night of the week that, other than COVID, had never been really touched. Tuesday and Wednesday nights, right?
Right.
So they went Wednesday, but to do that with the games that they have scheduled, Chiefs at Steelers and then Ravens at Texans, they had to play those same four teams on Saturday, December 21st. Texans play the Chiefs and the Steelers play the Ravens. And you and I hated that because that matches up against the first round of the college football playoffs.
Right.
And the NFL did not want to do that, but they had to do that because of the Christmas Day games. They would have passed on those Saturday games, but they had to play. They couldn't play those four teams on Sunday and then have them play on Wednesday. So they had to have them play on Saturday. Anyway, I hope that's a good explanation. I think we talked a lot about that when the schedule came out.
But
congrats to the NBA for putting out their schedule yesterday and having it basically go unnoticed.
speaking of the NFL, Dallas and Dak Prescott, according to Dak, are moving in the right direction with the contract talks. So I guess that's a positive. That still doesn't mean much, but they're at least moving in the right direction. Movement is good.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard the Dak Prescott quote early this morning, and I think that was surprising because I think a lot of people just assumed that Dak was playing this year, and then he was going to make it to unrestricted free agency, and, you know, Dallas would try to figure out something to do at the end of the year. But he kind of indicated that talks are ongoing and they're going well. So maybe there is a chance for the Cowboys to get Prescott signed before the season starts. I will tell you this, though, and I thought about this, Denton. If he ends up signing a new deal before the season starts, another totally mismanaged situation for the Cowboys, because one of the reasons they couldn't do anything in free agency, you know, when they lost players like Teron Smith and Pollard, although I don't think they wanted Pollard back anyway, is because of Dak's contract and the cap hit this year. One of the reasons they're still struggling with CeeDee Lamb is that they don't have a lot of cap space. If he ends up signing a deal, an extension, that should have been done in March or April, you know, or forget March, in February, when they could have done something with their roster this year. But we'll see what happens.
That's Jerry Jones for you. Speaking of quarterbacks, not this preseason game, but the final preseason game might be a fun one to watch from a fan's perspective, not necessarily for our team, but there's going to be a quarterback competition in New England. Gerard right. Mayo said yesterday after a preseason game with Philadelphia, in which Drake May played relatively well, that the competition for QB1 is still very much ongoing, and that if Drake May is better than Jacoby Brissett, Drake May is going to start. Well, they're going to have to figure that out in game three of the preseason, where they are here against the Commanders.
Yeah, the lone home preseason game is Sunday night, August 25th on NBC and Peacock. It is a nationally televised preseason game. It's the final preseason game of the NFL's preseason. It's a week from Sunday night, and now it looks like that could be the game for the Patriots to decide who the starter is on opening day for them, Drake May or Jacoby Brissett. And the reason for that is that Drake May apparently has played well. I didn't see any of the game last night. He had a read option touchdown run. I saw the highlight there. Had a couple of good throws, although it seemed like some of the throws were screens. Although there was one deep shot that he took, and I think, I forget who the receiver was, But the it was right in the receiver's hands, and he basically dropped it. He couldn't come up with it. But, you know, we're at the end of this weekend, other than J.J. McCarthy, who won't play because he's out of the he's out for the year. It's this preseason's been about the quarterback buzz, all of it. And Drake May apparently looked good last night. It's the preseason, man, for whatever it's worth. Philadelphia didn't play anybody. They played nobody. Lot of backups on defense for the most part. All right, go ahead. What else?
All right, I got two more stories for you. It was announced this morning that Amazon is working on a documentary about name, image, and likeness in college following LSU athletes Livy Dunn, Angel Reese, Flo-J Johnson, who's a guard on the basketball team, and Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I've seen some of you guys have sent me some of the cuts from this, and there was one conversation where Jaden was talking about Jordan Love. But yeah, I mean, be interested in seeing that. Sure. Anything that gives us behind the scenes of him. But look, the bottom line is we're going to get front and center scenes here starting in about 3.5 weeks.
I did think it was funny just in the trailer for it. There was a clip of his mom saying that she's afraid of any of these women getting their hooks into her son. Yeah. I just found that to be funny. LSU has some attractive women.
By the way, Livy Dunn, she's LSU?
Yes. She's also dating Paul Skeens.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. She was like the first big gymnast to hit NIL. I mean, she had one of the biggest NIL bags.
What was her deal?
Was
what was her NIL deal at LSU?
Hers was more from social media and TikTok, but I think it was the highest known NIL deal until some of these quarterbacks recently got paid like $8 million. I mean, she was $5-7 million.
Wow.
Because her following on social media was monstrous. I mean, she's an attractive blonde cheerleader at LSU.
Yeah. She's where was she before LSU?
She's always been at LSU, my knowledge.
She was always at LSU. So they had to pay her to stay for her to stay there.
Effectively, yeah, because I don't think she's going to go pro in gymnastics. Now, she would still get brand deals regardless because the social media is not going anywhere. And as long as she markets correctly with some of these products, it'll be fine. Yeah. Like, no one necessarily found her exclusively because of gymnastics. She was just had a large online presence, and then it turned out she was she's pretty good too. Yeah, I didn't know originally how good she was, but her and the LSU team have been pretty good the past couple of years.
All right, what else?
All right, final thing here. I saw this, and we talk about food a lot, so I think I had to share this. I saw a tweet that said Krispy Kreme is collaborating with Dr. Pepper to roll out a Dr. Pepper-filled jelly donut.
No, thank you.
I feel like whoever
that's
created
my first
this
reaction. Dr. Pepper, I actually like Dr. Pepper. I can't tell you the last time I had Dr. Pepper, but there was a point in my life where I really liked Dr. Pepper and drank it, especially if it were one of those options, you know, on a fountain. Two things. It doesn't sound good. Secondly, I'm not a Krispy Kreme guy. Too heavy. If I'm going to go donuts, I'm going Dunkin'.
Really?
Yeah.
Dunkin'
controversial. I know. I know most people like Krispy Kreme. To me, it's a little bit too heavy, too rich, most of the donuts. I'm not saying that I wouldn't eat one if you came in here with a box right now, but I am more of a Dunkin' Donuts. I don't do donuts a lot, but I'm not against doing them if they're available. We used to have them all the time in the bullpen. For whatever reason, somebody would always bring in a dozen or maybe two dozen Dunkin' Donuts all the time. I think B. Mitch used to bring in Dunkin' Donuts all the time.
Oh, you should bring in some more. Is there any food group, like when I think of donuts, that is the one food group specifically where I do my best to stay away from chains and go more local because they ice the donuts significantly better and the flavors are better.
What, like Duck Donuts?
Like Duck, or there's Good Company in Arlington, which is absolutely silly. There's Astros in town, the fried chicken and donut spot. Like, there's a lot of really good donut places.
I'm not a donut in town expert. I can't. Dunkin', Krispy. Actually, other than DuPont Circle, where is a Krispy Kreme?
I don't know that there's one locally. I would never eat this. I can't. There's no drink that I like enough to want to put it inside of a donut. I would just get the drink.
Yeah.
I had definitely. Dr. Pepper wings once at Sheetz. This was years ago. There was like some sort of collab. The first two wings were like really good. I got 10. The final eight were awful. All you tasted was the Dr. Pepper. It was like cherry on chicken. It was disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, a Dr. Pepper filled donut? Okay. I mean, it's going to be liquid in a donut?
Well, it'll be like the jelly.
Yeah. That sounds awful. All right. Is that it?
That's all I got.
ESPN just put out a best case, worst case records. Best case record, worst case record for all 32 NFL teams. We'll tell you what they have for Washington when we return. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hitting the news you might have missed. It's Denton's Daily News.
All right, Denton, what do you got?
All right, let's start with a little bit of Nationals baseball. They lose to the Phillies 13-3 yesterday. Mitchell Barker got roughed up in three innings, allowing 9 runs on 10 hits. He did strike out 6, though. And they're back in action tonight against Philly at 6:40.
Yeah, the Phillies had, this guy Weston Wilson, who was brought up maybe before the game last night, who went 4-for-5 with a home run and an RBI. You know, they've been struggling, the Phillies have been. They had lost at one point something like 10 out of 12 or 10 out of 13, but they can get healthy against the Nats and get back to where they were before, where they had a massive lead in the National League East. I think their lead had shrunk 6 games before last night. Phillies in town, and these are I'm assuming it was kind of a Philly crowd. No offense really from the Nats for the second straight night. What else?
This is in Philly, so it was definitely a big time.
It was definitely a big Philly crowd. Thank you for that.
Do you know what yesterday was?
Do I know what yesterday was? August 15th?
It was a big day that you and I admittedly did not cover this topic at all, but we probably should have.
Give me a hint.
Basketball.
August 15th, basketball. I mean, is it Olympic related?
It is not.
Have no idea.
It was the NBA schedule release day.
Oh, I did see that.
I found out yesterday.
They do not get the same bang out of the schedule release buck that the NFL does. That's for sure.
Not at all. And maybe that's their own marketing team, but I did not find out about that until I was getting texts from somebody who worked in the NBA asking me about the Wizards schedule. And I was like, oopsies. But the Wizards schedule did come out. They are playing Miami in Mexico City. That's going to be on a Saturday in early November, November 2nd. So that'll be a cool experience. But outside of that, Kevin... They have five.
Mexico City apparently is an incredible city now. Like there's something I know a lot of people who have been to Mexico City recently. And I guess you go back 10 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago, it was, you know, could be dangerous. But I've heard that it's one of the best food cities now anywhere. And it's spectacular for tourists. You don't want to, you know, get off or get out of the areas that are recommended, but apparently it's great. So they're playing a game in Mexico City against Miami.
They have, we will call it 5 nationally televised games. Sometimes I don't know if NBA TV is technically national, if that's more like subscriber based because you have to have that package. They have four games on NBA TV, only one on TNT, as it currently stands, zero on ESPN. Not
they
exactly
open up
shocking.
With the world champions at home on Thursday night, October 24th, against the Celtics.
And so, somehow not.
Is that what I'm
televised.
Looking at? Because I didn't look at this yesterday.
No,
it looks like they open up with Boston.
You are correct, and yet I do not see a nationally televised mark next to
because
that.
Because the Celtics actually open up two nights earlier against the Knicks on TNT. The first night of the season looks like it's October 22nd, doubleheader on TNT, Knicks-Celtics, T-Wolves-Lakers. And then, so the Celtics' second game is the Wizards' home game, home opener. It is at home, right? Yeah, against the Celtics at Capital One. What's the Christmas Day lineup? Usually that's it's going to get trumped by the NFL. But here it is. Spurs-Knicks at noon, T-Wolves-Mavericks, 76ers-Celtics, Lakers-Warriors, Nuggets, Suns. Man, the NBA owned Christmas Day there for a period of time, but the NFL is, if they play NFL games on Wednesday, which Christmas Day is this year, they're going to play games on Christmas Day every year. And they will take over that day. Of course they will.
And they put the stars on Christmas, the NFL did. You get Mahomes on there, you get the Steelers. I mean, they are for pun totally intended, dunking on the NBA with their schedule.
Well, remember, because it's a Wednesday, and you know this created that whole new package, you know, for Netflix.
Yes,
you know, it was the Netflix that really drove playing football on a Wednesday, because they talked about only playing on Christmas Day when Christmas Day fell on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. You know, they weren't going to go Tuesday, Wednesday. Well, I think they would have gone Thursday, but Tuesday, Wednesday. This was the one night of the week that, other than COVID, had never been really touched. Tuesday and Wednesday nights, right?
Right.
So they went Wednesday, but to do that with the games that they have scheduled, Chiefs at Steelers and then Ravens at Texans, they had to play those same four teams on Saturday, December 21st. Texans play the Chiefs and the Steelers play the Ravens. And you and I hated that because that matches up against the first round of the college football playoffs.
Right.
And the NFL did not want to do that, but they had to do that because of the Christmas Day games. They would have passed on those Saturday games, but they had to play. They couldn't play those four teams on Sunday and then have them play on Wednesday. So they had to have them play on Saturday. Anyway, I hope that's a good explanation. I think we talked a lot about that when the schedule came out.
But
congrats to the NBA for putting out their schedule yesterday and having it basically go unnoticed.
Speaking of the NFL, Dallas and Dak Prescott, according to Dak, are moving in the right direction with the contract talk. So I guess that's a positive. That still doesn't mean much, but they're at least moving in the right direction. Movement is good.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard the Dak Prescott quote early this morning, and I think that was surprising because I think a lot of people just assumed that Dak was playing this year and then he was going to make it to unrestricted free agency and, you know, Dallas would try to figure out something to do at the end of the year. But he kind of indicated that talks are ongoing and they're going well. So maybe there is a chance for the Cowboys to get Prescott signed before the season starts. I will tell you this, though, and I thought about this, Denton. If he ends up signing a new deal before the season starts, another totally mismanaged situation for the Cowboys, because one of the reasons they couldn't do anything in free agency, you know, when they lost players like Teron Smith and Pollard, although I don't think they wanted Pollard back anyway, is because of Dak's contract and the cap hit this year. One of the reasons they're still struggling with CeeDee Lamb is that they don't have a lot of cap space. If he ends up signing a deal, an extension, that should have been done in March or April, you know, or forget March, in February, when they could have done something with their roster this year. But we'll see what happens.
That's Jared Jones for you. Speaking of quarterbacks, not this preseason game, but the final preseason game might be a fun one to watch from a fan's perspective, not necessarily for our team, but there's going to be a quarterback competition in New England. Gerard Mayo said yesterday after a preseason game with Philadelphia, in which Drake May played relatively well, that the competition for QB1 is still very much ongoing, and that if Drake May is better than Jacoby Brissett, Drake May is going to start. Well, they're going to have to figure that out in game three of the preseason, where they are here against the Commanders.
Yeah, the lone home preseason game is Sunday night, August 25th on NBC and Peacock. It is a nationally televised preseason game. It's the final preseason game of the NFL's preseason. It's a week from Sunday night, and now it looks like that could be the game for the Patriots to decide who the starter is on opening day for them, Drake May or Jacoby Brissett. And the reason for that is that Drake May apparently has played well. I didn't see any of the game last night. He had a read option touchdown run. I saw the highlight there. Had a couple of good throws, although it seemed like some of the throws were screens. Although there was one deep shot that he took, and I think, I forget who the receiver was, but it was right in the receiver's hands, and he basically dropped it. He couldn't come up with it. But, you know, we're at the end of this weekend, other than J.J. McCarthy, who won't play because he's out of the, you know, he's out for the year. It's this preseason's been about the quarterback buzz, all of it. And Drake May apparently looked good last night. It's the preseason, man, for whatever it's worth. Philadelphia didn't play anybody. They played nobody. Lot of backups on defense for the most part. All right, go ahead. What else?
All right, I got two more stories for you. It was announced this morning that Amazon is working on a documentary about name, image, and likeness in college following LSU athletes Livy Dunn, Angel Reese, Flo-J Johnson, who's a guard on the basketball team, and Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I've seen some of you guys have sent me some of the cuts from this, and there was one conversation where Jaden was talking about Jordan Love. But yeah, I mean, be interested in seeing that. Sure. Anything that gives us behind the scenes of him. But look, the bottom line is we're going to get front and center scenes here starting in about 3.5 weeks.
I did think it was funny just in the trailer for it. There was a clip of his mom saying that she's afraid of any of these women getting their hooks into her son. Yeah. I just found that to be funny. LSU has some attractive women.
By the way, Livy Dunn, she's LSU.
Yes, she's also dating Paul Skeens.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. She was like the first big gymnast to hit NIL. I mean, she had one of the biggest NIL bags.
What was her deal?
Was
what was her NIL deal at LSU?
Hers was more from social media and TikTok, but I think it was the highest known NIL deal until some of these quarterbacks recently got paid like $8 million. I mean, she was $5, $6, $7 million.
Wow.
Because her following on social media was monstrous. I mean, she's an attractive blonde cheerleader at LSU.
Yeah. She's where was she before LSU?
She's always been at LSU, my knowledge.
She was always at LSU. So they had to pay her to stay for her to stay there.
Effectively, yeah, because I don't think she's going to go pro in gymnastics. Now, she would still get brand deals regardless because the social media is not going anywhere. And as long as she markets correctly with some of these products, it'll be fine. Yeah. Like, no one necessarily found her exclusively because of gymnastics. She was just had a large online presence. And then it turned out she was she's pretty good, too. Yeah, I didn't know originally how good she was, but her and the LSU team have been pretty good the past couple of years.
All right, what else?
All right, final thing here. I saw this, and we talk about food a lot, so I think I had to share this. I saw a tweet that said Krispy Kreme is collaborating with Dr. Pepper to roll out a Dr. Pepper-filled jelly donut.
No, thank you.
I feel like whoever
That's
created
my first
this...
reaction. Dr. Pepper, I actually like Dr. Pepper. I can't tell you the last time I had Dr. Pepper, but there was a point in my life where I really liked Dr. Pepper and drank it, especially if it were one of those options, you know, on a fountain. Two things. It doesn't sound good. Secondly, I'm not a Krispy Kreme guy. Too heavy. If I'm going to go donuts, I'm going Dunkin'.
Really?
Yeah.
Dunkin' doesn't have enough icing.
I know. I know most people like Krispy Kreme. To me, it's a little bit too heavy, too rich. Most of the donuts. I'm not saying that I wouldn't eat one if you came in here with a box right now, but I am more of a Dunkin' Donuts. I don't do donuts a lot, but I'm not against doing them if they're available. We used to have them all the time in the bullpen. For whatever reason, somebody would always bring in a dozen or maybe two dozen Dunkin' Donuts all the time. I think B. Mitch used to bring in Dunkin' Donuts all the time.
Oh, you should bring in some more. Is there any food group, like when I think of donuts, that is the one food group specifically where I do my best to stay away from chains and go more local because they ice the donuts significantly better and the flavors are better.
What, like Duck Donuts?
Like Duck, local. Or there's Good Company in Arlington, which is absolutely silly. There's Astros in town, the fried chicken and donut spot. Like, there's a lot of really good donut places.
I'm not
in
a
town.
Donut in town expert. I can't. Dunkin', Krispy. Actually, other than DuPont Circle, where is a Krispy Kreme?
I don't know that there's one locally. I would never eat this. I can't. There's no drink that I like enough to want to put it inside of a donut. I would just get the drink.
Yeah.
I had definitely. Dr. Pepper wings once at Sheetz. This was years ago. There was like some sort of collab. The first two wings were like really good. I got 10. The final eight were awful. All you tasted was the Dr. Pepper. It was like cherry on chicken. It was disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, a Dr. Pepper filled donut? Okay. I mean, it's going to be liquid in a donut?
Well, it'll be like the jelly.
Yeah. That sounds awful. All right. Is that it?
That's all I got.
ESPN just put out a best case, worst case records. Best case record, worst case record for all 32 NFL teams. We'll tell you what they have for Washington when we return. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.